Dr. Sabatarian office note on patient Betty Kolb, K-O-L-B, Betty B-E-T-T-Y, date of birth is 3/21/1936, date of service 1/18/2023, preparing. The patient is 86-year-old white female who was referred to see me by Dr. Zaka for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, per paragraph. Past medical history includes the following: 1, hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next glaucoma, next macular degeneration, next coronary artery disease that's ostenting, next congestive heart failure, next right carotid artery stenosis, per paragraph. Past surgical history includes cholecystectomy, next ankle fracture repair, next right total knee replacement surgery, per paragraph. Allergies, no non-drug allergies. Social history, patient lives alone, has one, had one child, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use, she's widowed, and she is a retired school teacher, period, paragraph. Family history, father died from myocardial infarction, mother had metastatic lung cancer, period, paragraph. Review of systems, reviews, no headaches. She has knee pains, no, denies any NSAID use, no chest pain or shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. She does have intermittent constipation and diarrhea. She's followed by Dr. Barrientos. She does have a cystic seal as well and has a PC placed in by urology. She does suffer from incontinence and nocturia, and she has a recurrent urinary tract infection. She has intermittent leg swelling, better with furosemide. All other systems are negative. Vaccination status, patient has received 2 doses of COVID-19 vaccination, per paragraph. And physical exam of ultrasound, as mentioned above, HNT, pupil sound, reactive light and accommodation, periconjunctival and enteric sclera, no cervical conferdinopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular venous retention bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted, paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, and rhythm bradycardia, noted, no murmur heard, there is a systolic murmur, 2 or 6 that could be heard. No friction of heard lungs, acute auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard. Back and spine, she has kyphosis, period. Abdomen is soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gut rebound or rigidity. Extremities, she has trace edema in the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash, noted, neuro exam is non-focal. Current medications include amlodipine, aspirin, atorvastatin, clonidine, Plavix, furosulfate, furosemide, gabapentin, levothyroxine, timolol, eye drops, travel post eye drops, and valsartan hydrochlorothiazide pills, period, paragraph. Assessment and plan. And before, workup available to me include the following. The latest labs are from December 9th, were done at Methodist Hospital, and show the following. Sodium 142, potassium 3.6, chloride 100, potassium 227, BN23, creatinine 3.4, estimated GFR is 18, glucose 106, calcium 7.2, magnesium 2.3, hemoglobin 8.6. Paragraph assessment and plan. 1 chronic kidney disease stage 3B. We're going to do a full renal workup, including serologic studies. Imaging studies and quantification of proteinuria, avoid nephrotoxic agents. Period. Next, and you have chronic kidney disease, you are going to assess her iron status and iron stores, and she may need ESA therapy or recheck her CBC. Period. Next, hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next glaucoma, next macular degeneration, next coronary artery disease, that's post-tenting, followed by Dr. Zaka, next right carotid artery stenosis, followed by Dr. Ramchandani. Period. Paragraph. Next, cystocele with the urinary incontinence and recurrent UTI, as we check her urine analysis and others. Accordingly, she is following good urology. And thank you, Dr. Zaka, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I'll see you back in 2 weeks to discuss the workup and keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks.